We're here with Cowher head coach Matt Nagel after the Cowhers dropped a tough one to the Mustangs, Southwest Minnesota State. Heading into the match, did you see any of the key individual bounces? What were those going to be?
Yeah, you know, I thought we could have got one there at 141. I think that was one where we had the advantage. We placed higher than him in a tournament. So after we lost that one, I knew we had to come back and get something. And then when Coleman got the pin at 65, that was a big one. So 157 was also going to be a toss-up. Those two had already wrestled twice this year and have split, and he came out and turned that around after losing the last one. So that was a good win. And then, you know, just having some young guys in the lineup at 174, Peter Harrison, you know, just had about 2 weeks worth of practice, and then 97, Delson Santel there, really raw as well. So
Justin Coleman had a great, probably the most exciting part of the match, where he turned his opponent around. Something you guys work on in practice in the wrestling room?
Not necessarily as a team. It's his deal that he does individually. He's very good at it. It's a unique technique that not a lot of guys can do but him. So he's actually perfected it, and he does a really good job of it, and he's done it before. So it didn't surprise me that he got him in that move. I thought he could get him there.
And then at 285, Tom Barresa can remain undefeated. Pretty much dominated his opponent. What has he been doing well in the past couple of weeks?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for him in this match is for him to start to open up a little bit and get rid of the 2-1 wins and start to build leads. And he got the major decision tonight. So, yeah, not only is he going to, you know, hopefully stay undefeated, but continue to build points and score points. So.
Going forward, what are your goals for tomorrow and then also as you go through the next 2 weeks?
Yeah, I think for tomorrow, you know, the biggest thing for us is we're not super concerned about our performances as far as placing or things like that, but just as long as the guys continue to move forward in technique and start to eliminate some of the mistakes and work on the things that we're working on. So
good luck.
All right, thanks, Jim.